Blog Talk Radio.
Harris, you have tuned in to Empower University Radio. I am so excited and just elated today for the show and what we're going to have coming up today. I have a special guest speaker, and I'm excited because these series of the shows will be about the Pain to Purpose series, and the Pain to Purpose is all about the anthology that will be releasing June 10th. I am the compiler. And then there's seven other women that are co-authoring with me on this book. And they tell their stories of tragedy and triumph and all different things that they have overcome. I'm just excited because I've been interviewing a lot of the women that are part of the collaboration. And as everyone that was listening yesterday knew that I had interviewed two of the co-authors yesterday, Ebony G. Pollard and Denise Walker, and now I will be interviewing Denise Kelly, who is also a co-author. She's a writer and been an author previous to this anthology. And so today we're going to learn more about Denise and who she is and her pain to purpose and her portion of the book that she will be talking about. And so, as usual, before I start the show, what's important to me is always to enter with prayer, to get our hearts and our minds clear, to receive what our speaker, our guest is going to be talking about, and just wanting to, people that are listening live, to just be encouraged to what God is going to do through this show today. So, Father God, we just thank you today, Father God, for your ever-increasing power, God, your strength that you give to us each and every day. God, we just thank you for who you are, Father God, for being and meeting our every need, being Jehovah Jireh, being our Jehovah Rapha, Father God, being our Jehovah Nisi, being our Jehovah Makedesh. God, we just thank you that everything that you are doing in this time and season, Father God, is right now, Father God. It's on time, Father God. It's right where we need to be, God, and we thank you that you are placing us and guiding us and ordering our footsteps, God. We just thank you today. You just lift and encourage every live listener, Father God, every listener that's on the internet listening to the show. Father God, we just thank you right now, God, that you would just increase, Father God, in us and let us decrease, God. We thank you for your wonder-working power and everything that you are doing to just help us and to build us up, Father, and to keep showing us, Father God, how we need more of you each and every day. We just thank you for that, God. We thank you for this show, that you would bless our special guest, Father God, that you would increase in her, Father God, that you would keep your power and your grace and your mercy over her life, Father God, and that you would cover us, God, as we begin to publish the book coming in June. And we just thank you today in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. I just thank God for what he is doing. He is so wonderful. And so I am just excited for what is to come today. And so I want to, just give this introduction of our special guest, Denise Kelly. Denise, who is such a unique woman and is an amazing writer, tells her story and her pain to purpose in the co-author collaboration. And I'm excited to introduce her and bring her on the line. Denise, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Great. I am fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That is wonderful. And so I am excited today to have you on here. And I just want, if you could just really introduce yourself and tell our audience who you are and what you're about.
Oh, who am I? What am I about? Oh, my name is Denise A. Kelly, as you stated earlier. I am a writer. I'm an author, and my pen name when I'm writing fiction is D.A. Kelly, so I just use my initials when I'm writing fiction. When I'm writing for anthologies such as Pain to Purpose, that's my nonfiction work, so I do use my given name, which is Denise A. Kelly. I am born in Mississippi, raised in New York, currently live in Virginia, and I guess to sum my life up now is that I am a Christian. I am a believer. I believe in God, and that's how I live my life as a believer.
Yes. Wonderful, wonderful. And in you being a writer, can you, you know, tell us about your, just some of your past experiences in writing and things that you have done?
I've been writing since I've been a little girl. You know how that always starts with a writer. I've been writing since I can write, but I have been writing since being a little girl. I started with poetry and short stories and things of that nature. As I grew, I've always written plays for my church, poetry, short stories, just things that needed to be written, but I never really said I wanted to be an author, like a published author. Writing is something, being that I realized that now that it's a gift from God, but earlier in life, didn't really see it as a gift from God because it was just something I've always known that I could do, so it seemed normal to me. So I didn't really honor it at first in life, you know, my first part of life, honoring, in fact, and thanking God for gifting me with the gift to write. So mm-hmm. writing to me was just something that I did, and I didn't really take care of it, if that makes any sense. But as I grew in God and then started to realize that he gives gifts and several gifts, and everyone has different gifts, I realized that writing was a gift that he had given me. So then that's when I kind of started thinking along the lines of giving this gift back by being a writer.
Wow. That is amazing, amazing, amazing way that you said that. And so with that being said, as you know, I've already talked about you being a co-author of Pain to Purpose. So what was it that really drew you into this anthology?
Oh, the Pain to Purpose anthology, which is kind of, it's been in my mind, one of my coming out, if you will. The story that's in Pain to Purpose, and I don't want to, you know, give away the story until readers get it and read it, but for the most part, the story that's in Pain to Purpose is not a story that is told. If only to some close and dear people, and I can count them on one hand and probably not use all my fingers. So it's a story. It's a kept story, and it's not one that I tell often. Now, I have partially revealed it in other anthologies that I've been in that had the same kind of purpose to it, whereby, you know, you want to empower women. I've told it in bits and pieces, but not by the way that it's detailed in Pain to Purpose. So the way it's presented in Pain to Purpose is brand new and hasn't been told the way it's told in Pain to Purpose.
Amazing.
So,
amazing.
I guess, you know, I've been, even in the writing it and, you know, talking to God while I'm writing it, I've been in just conversation with him. It's been unbelievable. So it's like, okay, so this is going to be the point. This will be the starting point, if you will, of the assignment that the Lord has for me to do, the purpose of what he wants me to do in reference to the story. Like, it's not just a story. There is a reason for the story, the reason why it happened. And now I think I'm on that road to presenting and walking in the purpose of the story.
Right. Amazing. Definitely. We know that in writing, especially telling stories more out and open for the first time, that sometimes it's not as easy as it seems. And so for a lot of people that want to tell their story and are hesitant, what would you say to them as you kind of really, really putting yourself out there, kind of a little bit of a vulnerability as well? And so, you know, if you could tell us, you know, did you face any challenges, and what kind of things, advice would you give someone who wants to really put their story out for the first time?
Definitely there were some challenges, some internal challenges. I would tell anybody who has a story and wants to tell the story, from a Christian standpoint, I would say, you know, first have the conversation with God and see, is now the time to tell the story? Have you gotten from the story what you need from the story? Because when God does things in our lives, he does it for a reason. But if we're not at a place whereby we can really present that reasoning, then it's not going to go where the Lord wants us to go. So if I'm not healed, per se, I can't tell it from a healed place, so I can't really get the healing message out. And that would be God's purpose, to make sure that it helps someone. So you want to make sure that you have a conversation, that you are, you know, that you're good and that you're able to tell it and you're able to help at this point. The challenges I had was, when it comes to writing, I know it's a gift. So my first thought is I can write that story. But when it comes to something like this, you don't want to just go on the fact that he has gifted you with a talent. You want to go on, should I do this now? Because once it starts taking off, it starts taking on a life of its own, and then you have to be prepared for what's going to come from whatever it is that you're revealing. So my challenge, if you will, was, okay, this is not a fiction story, so I can't hide it in my fiction like sometimes I will do. This is a nonfiction, so this is my story. So people that have never read it or don't know about it, or maybe know the events but didn't know the backstory, because this story pretty much tells you the backstory of what I was going through within myself, why all this outside stuff that people saw was going on. So this is more of a revelation of the backstory, what was going on within myself. So I had to be ready for people to know what was going on. Like, people that are local, that are around me, that would maybe read this story will remember the time. You know, they'll remember when that went on, but now that they will read what was going on inside of me.
Wow.
So you have to be ready. You have to be ready for that.
Yes. Yes, I definitely agree with being ready and being prepared for, you know, whatever may come with the cost of telling your story. And timing is everything, so I totally agree with what you said about timing. I've experienced that myself. So I think that's a great way to help people, of knowing if they're ready. Is it, you know, is it God's timing, and knowing the difference? Because sometimes we want to do things and it's not, it may be, we may feel like we're ready, but God may say, well, no, I don't want you to do that right now. So So I definitely think that that is a great way of conveying the message of, you know, are you ready yet? You know, is it your time? And that's just amazing. And so currently, besides the Paint to Purpose, what other projects and things are you working on now?
Right this moment, like literally this moment, my publishing company is in the process of releasing an anthology. It's a fiction anthology, but it's a Christian publishing company. So everything that we write, because there are a group of authors that's with the company, everything that's written is from a Christian standpoint. So even though it's fiction, we're writing about God and the goodness of the Lord and, you know, things of that nature. So we're currently getting ready to release an anthology about having to forgive someone whereby they've done something that's hard to forgive for. So that's my latest project, and I'm in the middle now of just finishing that because that's going to be released, I believe, in June, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm finishing that project now, and that's my current project.
Okay, wonderful. Wow, that's just amazing concept of forgiving people with something that's hard to forgive. That's really great. And so what do you feel in who you are, just incorporating everything with the book projects and your life, what do you think your overall message is to other women who maybe have been through some of the same things that you have been through?
My overall message to women, I believe my message, that where the Lord has placed me, would be a message to, like, younger women, like the young adults between 18 and 32, kind of that age bracket, because I have a lot of that age group in my church, and that age group kind of gravitates to me. So I'm thinking, okay, Lord, I think you have assigned me to the millennials. Okay, it'll work. So my message to them would be, you know, whatever it is that you're going through in life, when you're going through it, it looks like it can be the end of the world at that point. Like, it can't get better, and it won't get better, and you don't see a better way, and you don't see, you know, you love God, you know God, you talk to God, but then you feel like maybe this is just how God has life for you. So my message would be, if it's anything other than what's in His Word, then that's not His desire for you. And if you depend on Him and, like, really, really trust Him and know that He can change things and make things better than what where you are now, if you just kind of hold to that and have a relationship with God, then life will definitely change. And whereby it seemed like a big thing at the moment, as time goes, the Lord can heal that. He can smooth that out, and you can look back and realize, yes, it was hard, but it's not so bad now.
Yes, that is just so on point. I really just sparking my interest on you saying that you feel really that your calling is really going to be pulled towards a little bit of the younger generation. Do you foresee even that, even growing in ministry-wise, that be a direction that you will do things in the future?
Yes, because I've been doing it for years now, honestly. I just didn't know why. But even in my church or in my church community, even though even people that do not actually attend my church, it's like that age group is the group that comes to me, and I'm the one that they tell all their secrets to and all the things that they just can't talk to, I guess, their parents about, or maybe someone else in their church about. It's like I'm that person that they draw to. So at first it was a joke to me. It's like, Lord, it's like, am I called to the millennials? And then I joke with them about it, but then every response they give to me is, Denise, you're the only one we can really talk to. And I'm thinking, like, okay, on a serious note, is this where my road is supposed to go? And then I had that conversation with the Lord, and it kind of brought everything together in my mind that that's pretty much where, you know, where my assignment would go. Or let me just say where my assignment is, but I never paid it any attention. I just figure it's just something that I'm doing.
Wow, amazing, amazing, amazing. That's an amazing ministry to have. It takes a lot of courage with that ministry as well, with, you know, in this time. And so I definitely will keep you lifted up in that, and that God would, you know, just continue to encourage you and show you the way to really bringing wisdom to our generation. And it's just something that is just so needed in this time. It's just a wonderful ministry to have. And so we're coming up on, you know, just getting close to the end of the show. We have about 9 minutes left. And so if you wanted to give the listeners something to walk away with, if you could just give one thing that you would want them to walk away with, what would that be today?
The one thing that I would give for someone to walk away with is that God is real, and that there's not a thing that he cannot do, that whatever you're going through, that the solution is in the Bible. He has answered everything in the Bible. And if you depend on him and have a relationship with him, that times will not always be easy, but when they do get hard, he'll be right there. He said he'll never leave. So he's there all the time. He will make it better if you just stay with him, and even through the hard times, still stay. So even when you're crying, even when you're feeling like it's the end of the world, just still stay with God, because he will move that along in your life without you realizing that he's moving you further and further from that place.
Mm. Great. Wonderful, wonderful. Very powerful message. And one last thing, if there's listeners and people that say that they want to reach out to you, they want to contact you, they want to know more about you, where could they find you in social media, where however they could contact you?
Where can they find me? I can be found on Facebook. I have two pages on Facebook. I have a fan page, which is Author D.A. Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, and my personal page is Denise A. Kelly, just my name, K-E-L-L-E-Y. That's a good place to find me, because I kind of gravitate to that site, that social media platform more, but I am on Twitter, and I am on Instagram. I'm on Instagram as Miss D. Kelly, M-S-D, K-E-L-L-E-Y. I'm on Twitter at Ms. D.A. Kelly, which is M-Z-D-A-K-E-L-L-E-Y. Or you can do the old-fashioned way and just email me at daknovelist@gmail.com.
Okay, that is so wonderful. Great. And so now, everyone, you have heard it from Denise A. Kelly herself, where you can reach her and find her and also look for her portion of the Paint to Purpose co-author collaboration. We are going to be releasing that now in June 10th. It was May 31st, but we do need a little bit of time. The authors are also going to be having their virtual release online via social media as well, and we're going to be getting ready to do some of those pre-orders. And so you can look for Denise Kelly. She will be co-author in the book. And also for any upcoming things that she can that she's doing as well. And so we are excited. Denise, we want to thank you for being a part of the show today, and that you have, you know, given us, you know, a little bit of what we're going to find out about you, and really the digging deeper into some of the things that you went through. So thank you for being our special guest today.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. And so we want to say a quick prayer, even over our special guest, as we're exiting, that praying, Father God, that you would touch Denise and that you would keep her lifted, keep her encouraged, keep her on the right path, Father God. Continuously keep her obedient as she already is to your will, to your word, in every aspect of her life, God. We just thank you today for the show. We thank you for every person that was listening, that they may be touched, that they may feel your power and your anointing, and that this show was transforming to them, that they were able to release some of the pain, release some of the pressure, Father God, and that you would show us the way how to continue to spread your love, your joy, your wisdom, your knowledge, Father God, unto the world, Father God, that people may be changed, God, that they may come closer to you. In the words that we speak, God, that we would speak nothing but truth, Father God, nothing but your word and nothing that comes from our flesh but only comes from you, God. And we just thank you today, Father God, for your divine intervention over our lives today. We thank you and we glorify you today. In your name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to thank everyone for listening in today on the Empowering University Radio Show. I've been so excited because all of my co-authors are doing their Pain to Purpose series, and it's just been such a wonderful time to listen to all these great women give us a little bit, a piece of what we can expect from the book. And so I'm excited because this is going to be such an amazing anthology. I mean, some of the women are literally going into the deeper inner part of their lives for the very first time. And this is just, I mean, I'm so excited. I mean, and I mean, I can't tell you, but I can tell, you know, just from being the compiler and knowing some of the things that are going to be a part of the book, it has been amazing for me, even just this experience, as well as we have a virtual conference that we do. And we had one back in March, and now we're having one starting May 7th through the 13th, and it's going to be amazing. Again, I'm bringing seven women May 7th that are going to deliver some just phenomenal stories, and I just hope that you can't wait to hear these stories. They will be via Facebook, and it's in our the Women of Purpose, Pain to Purpose group. And so we have about 430 women in this group now, and it's amazing. God has really expanded this group. And so please get on Facebook and join the Women of Purpose group. We are going to do some amazing things in that group, touching lives, transforming, changing, healing, bringing deliverance, setting the captives free. This is what ministry is all about. And so I am excited for everyone that is a part of this project. Please tune in tomorrow as I will have my next special guest, author Shannon Lyons, who is another co-author of The Pain to Purpose, and she will be talking about her portion of the story, and I just can't wait to hear that tomorrow. So you all stay tuned. Be blessed. Have a great weekend. It's Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Hopefully you get some sun where you're at. And know that God is with you. Be blessed, be encouraged, and the best is yet to come. You all have a wonderful day. God bless you.